JJ Cale, and a tune called Travelling Light, 8 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. And now we bring another edition of not the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week, but indeed it's the Whiskey of the Week that we'll be looking at today. And my very special guest in studio with me right now from Truman and Orange, Jade Barter. Lovely to see you with this magnificent bottle of Dalmore 12-year-old single malt Scotch whiskey.
That's it.
And, you know, sometimes I get nervous because whiskey is an interesting thing, and I'm a fan, generally speaking. But we have had the occasional surprise, and not in a nice way. And I think that happens with certain whiskeys if you are not expecting a massive peat hangover or, you know, whatever. It just knocks you for a bit of a six. Yeah. So I'm cautiously optimistic, and I'm hoping for the best here. But we're talking about the Dalmore 12. It's an outstanding single malt, says the advertising material. An outstanding Highland single malt, matured in American white oak ex-bourbon casks, finished in rare and aged Oloroso sherry cask. I mean, this all sounds groovy, but what does it mean?
Yeah, I guess for starters, obviously a privilege to be on here and to speak about the Dalmore. The Dalmore, I hope you'll see, is more special than some of the kind of ones you've mentioned before that gave you a bit of a fright. But it's a very special liquid. Everything is old school at the distillery. If they knock a still or something, it's replaced as is to ensure that the flavors, the history, the exact kind of liquid is kept intact and their kind of beautiful aromas remain.
Now, there's a lot of hype spoken about all commercial products, generally speaking, and liquor is no exception.
Yeah.
So one gets the magnificent marketing material that comes in at enormous cost, no doubt, from the powers that be. And the poor consumer simply looks at the price and says, okay, I can probably stretch to that one or this one. This particular bottle of Scotch in front of me is an expensive acquisition. It's not. Yeah. It's not going to. You know. It's not like you have to take a second bond. Expensive, but it is. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
And what pushes the price on a good bottle of Scotch? Apart from the South African government and the you know, the reserve, you know, the SARS and all those guys. Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. I mean, the first is obvious. It comes from Scotland, so you've got import duties of the actual bottle, the liquid, what have you. But the process to make this is not cheap. So obviously 12 years is how long it's been in barrel. So they're paying for those facilities, those actual barrels. I mean,
and what does the 12 years give you? As opposed to something that comes off the still this morning and it goes into the barrel.
It's an interesting point. It's been argued before that there should be room because you've got all these like blocks of years now. But it's all to do with flavor, getting the right flavors from the barrel you mentioned, the Oloroso. That's like a sherry cask, so it gives a bit of a sweet, lighter note to the actual whiskey. So you want to leave it in there so that it pulls those flavors.
Has anyone ever done an experiment and said, let's speed up this process? Let's examine a bottle of 12-year-old, and then we see technically how much of the sherry has infused over the 12 years, and maybe just inject it like that. Because we're very clever these days. You know, we can do these things.
I mean, they've done it. The Scotch, as well. As the Irish are very firm on keeping things kind of the way they are.
Okay.
And there's a good reason for that. It produces phenomenal liquid like the Dalmore. It's not just, well, let's just thumbsuck 12 years. They're consistently tasting during that process and making sure you get a good liquid.
And I believe over the years, quite a lot is lost.
Yes.
Where does it go?
Due to evaporation, like anything in a barrel, it's your barrel.
So it's not the angels helping themselves.
Maybe.
As has been has been proposed.
Could be. Who knows?
Okay, so here it is. We're supposed to be finding some interesting aromas. And where there's some interesting flavors to be detected on the palate and an interesting finish. So here is the thing. The master distiller Richard Patterson says that with its intricate aromas and flavors, the Dalmore 12 is recognized as a whiskey with character far beyond its age. Now, Jade, what about this? Why don't we play another tune while we have a dram? A wee dram.
Great. Is
and then I will give you, if you're listening to this expecting an honest opinion, I will definitely do that. If it's good, I will be over the moon. If it's not good, I will be less so, but I'll be absolutely honest. I'm sure it's good, but does it suit me? Well, you know, everyone is different. Let's have a go. Let's have a look-see, and maybe it'll be good for you too. Here we go with a Jimmy Jamison tune from Baywatch while Jade pours us a wee tipple, and we'll be back on the other side. With Jimmy Jamison and the Baywatch crew in the background, we have now just poured a dram of the Dalmore, the 12-year-old, into a lovely whiskey glass with nothing. We've added nothing to it, and I've got to tell you, I am so full of joy to be presented with what I would consider to be probably the highlight of my year in terms of whiskey. This is really good. I mean, here it is. The experts tell you that the aroma, which is what you get when you inhale and deeply the aroma, what you should be taking in through the nostrils and over the olfactory devices that give you the citrus fruits and the chocolate and the aromatic spices, and they are there, and they sort of tempt you to take a sip. And when you do, once you have acclimatized, because you need to do that, really, you need to give the palate a little bit of a shock treatment and then have another sip. And the Seville oranges and the dried fruits and the hints of vanilla pods, well, they're all there, absolutely, but there's much more than that. There is 12 years of excellence, and that finish, it's a roasted coffee and dark chocolate, they say, that just lingers forever. Damn it, that's a nice glass of scotch. Gee whiz. So tell us, this is now available at Lifestyle Tops.
That is correct.
How would you recommend one drinks it?
I mean, like any kind of master distiller or brandy master, whiskey master would want is neat. To experience the flavors, the aromas, the palate.
The interesting thing is even if you're not a kind of hardened whiskey drinker, it's so smooth that you can literally take a sip of a completely unadulterated, straight out of the bottle, presumably in a lovely crystal glass of some sort, but you don't have to, and let it happen, because that's what it is. It's that smooth and that refined. It doesn't, you know, sometimes, and I mentioned earlier, possibly off mic, that I had been given the shock treatment before in the studio, and I don't like that, you know, because then you've got to say stuff that, you know, you don't want to kind of be nasty about it, because everyone is different.
Yeah.
But what a joy to be sampling something as refined as this. It really is good.
Yeah. No, it is.
So you prefer it neat, but one can, because let's face it, we're in a country with diverse cultures and tastes, yep, and preferences, and I've seen very, very sophisticated drinks being, shall we call them, adulterated with the interesting colas and fruit juices, and you know, whatever floats your boat, I suppose, is acceptable.
Yeah.
And a whiskey like this, what do people typically mix it with if they're going to mix it with?
Look, at the end of the day, like you say, it's dependent on palate and taste and preference, so you're allowed to have that, and however you enjoy it is the way that obviously you would like to. So something like appetizer, but matched with the quantity that you would put. So if you put a shot, try put a shot of appetizer.
So not fill the glass away with appetizer, exactly, because you're going to lose it.
You'll lose all the flavor, the taste. So yeah, something like that, soda water, obviously, because that will take away less flavor. Yeah. There's people that enjoy it with tonic. So
some say you should add a cube of ice to release more of the character.
Yeah, it's all a preference thing. Neat is where you'll get a lot of that flavor. I mean, even if you twirl the glass a bit, you get more air in it. So those things do help to enhance. The goal is to enhance the flavor that they worked 12 years for.
Well, you know, the proof is in the bottle. And the only way really for you to get your head around how good this scotch is to acquire a bottle. Now, I mentioned to you that it's not a cheap and cheerful product. This is really a product that has been beautifully crafted over 12 years. And I'm sure that there are more vintage varietals of the Dalmore that will give you even more. But at 12 years, this is an exceptional, exceptional scotch. And I strongly recommend and encourage you to pop along to Tops at Lifestyle and treat yourself, because it is a treat. It would make the most superb gift. The bottle is gorgeous. It is embossed with a kind of silver stag, gigantic stag with a magnificent spread of those horns. It's a pretty bottle. The box is very distinguished as well. So, the perfect gift and the perfect addition to your display, wherever you happen to be displaying.
100%. And I can add to even the stag. There's a pretty cool, unique, quick story about that. But it was given to the Mackenzie clan for a gentleman by the name of Colin, having saved King Alexander III's life. So that was his gift, to say you can use the stag on what you please.
Wow.
So it is the royal stag. Competitors, you'll see, they can't face head on. That's how you know it's the royal. And then it's got 12 horns, 6 on each side. So it's a special piece that kind of centers every bottle.
And you know, that is all I can suggest is, you want to add sophistication to your setup, wherever it happens to be, office or bar at home, or just, you know, quietly in the car. It's an absolute treat and an absolute pleasure to have been chatting with Jade Barter from Truman and Orange. It's a lovely sounding company to work for. And more strength to your bow. This is available now at Tops at Lifestyle. What sort of retail selling price? I've mentioned it is quite high, so don't get a shock.
Yeah, it is $1,799.99. So just under $1,800 at Tops.
So there it is. It's not for everyone, because let's face it, you've got to have arrived to enjoy a bottle like this. And you definitely have arrived. If you're listening to this radio station, come on. Go and help yourself to a treat. Impress your friends and nearest and dearest. And say, you know, hello to the stag, because, gosh, I think you're going to become best friends. Jade, thank you for dropping by. Thank you for joining us on a Thursday afternoon for the tipple of the week. This will go up now as a podcast and will also be featured on our newsletter. If you're a subscriber, you know what I'm talking about. If not, pop onto our website, lifeandstyle.co.za, and you can subscribe just like that. And we'll catch you again in a week's time if you're a lover of magnificence when it comes to what's in the bottle on 88 FM. In the meantime, the afternoon show continues.